You're listening to Full Guard Fight Radio. Fight Radio. Fight. Jax Media, helping give fighters and fight promoters the edge to get noticed and pound through to success. At Jax Media, we know how difficult it can be to get sponsorships for your fights or fighters. Don't miss out on prime opportunities. Showcase your fight history, stats, bio, sponsorship rate, and clickable links to your online and social media platforms with a custom media kit. Media kits starting as low as $50. Also, ask about our custom Facebook page setup, apps, fighter and fight promotion websites, and more. Visit us online today at www.jaxmedia.ca. Jax Media, design with an edge.
There you are.
Oh, dude, I thought you were going to continue with the opening.
Sorry. That's what happens when you put us together. You know, everything's haywire.
Hey, you know, we've only got to work together once in the last couple of years, it seems. So, everybody, I'd like to welcome you to Full Guard Fight Radio. My name is Jason London. I'll be your host tonight. No, just joking. I'm Skippy. I'm filling in for Mr. London tonight as he is running the Daytona 24 Hours for the Rolex Series. He cannot be here because he's dedicated to his race team. I know he's going to listen back to this and be like, Skip, can he even fit in a race car, I wonder? Do they make him that big? Because, you know, you'd have to have his in the back because his legs are like 8.5 feet long.
Yeah. I don't know, he might need a monster truck.
Well, everybody, tonight we're going to have a very wonderful show. We're going to be kicking back and talking with Jesse from Havoc FC. That'd be Jesse Fox, if you guys don't know. Then we're going to get to talk to Sam, the Sealander, Sea Monster. The Beast is coming back to the cage, a cage quest coming up in just mere months. He's making his return. We'll get to talk to him a little bit about that. And to all our wonderful sponsors who help support this show every week and all you listeners out there, we really love and appreciate all you guys do for us. Mr. Carl, like always, the greatest producer in the MMA world, Carl the Madman, will be working the show with me tonight. And other than that, it's a great week, man. I'm super excited. There's great events all week, as anybody knows. I've already pointed out that Havoc FC is event coming up is something you do not want to miss. When I was asked for my international breakdown this past week, for MMA Inside the Cage, this was one of my picks, and I was just talking to Carl before the show, and a big reason is not only their co and their main event, but I'm really, really curious to see Stephanie, and I can't wait to talk and make sure that this is her pro debut. Otherwise, she's wrapping up her amateur career because it's about time. I could be wrong. I might have missed a fight or something, but I'm almost 100% positive this is her pro debut, and folks, she's a strawweight you really should pay attention to, but the whole fight card's stacked, Carl, I'll be honest, but I was telling you before the show, Davis Gordon, flyweight title, this is a fight I think a lot of folks should pay attention to, and this young man, Gordon, is definitely somebody folks out there around the world really need to keep an eye on, too. He's not somebody I guess the mainstream people would really know. I guess you got to be kind of nutty like me or a Canadian to, to know some of the guys fighting up there. But it's, you know, I'm really impressed with that kid. I think he's got a lot to offer. He's very talented. I know he's, you know, pretty young. Don't quote me on this, but I believe he's 22 years old. So, you know, he's you know, according to, you know, to us, he's kind of wet behind the ears still, you know. I mean, he's young, but he's been impressive with his career so far. What I've seen, both submissions and using his hands to finish fights, he's a killer. I like him a lot. I like him in this fight. I think this is beyond his toughest test to date in Mike Davis. Once again, folks, Mike Davis, I don't know if I really need to say much about this kid. I believe he's like 11-3-ish, right in there. He's the real deal. He's tough, man. And, I mean, Gordon better bring it, and he better be ready on all points because, once again, Eric's the same kind of guy. He can finish you pretty much, you know, wherever. He can, you know, he's gotten submission wins. He's gotten finishes from the hands. He's gotten, you know, split decision wins. I mean, the guy's a deep beast, man. He'll go. And he's fought for some great organizations. So I'm super pumped about that. And obviously, you guys, anybody who knows me and knows Madhouse, one of the guys who works for us, Sam Selander, an amazing young man, was in a nasty, nasty car wreck that should have killed him. And he's back. I mean, and he's been training as a fighter, you know, ever before he ever came to work for us. And when he was down and couldn't fight, he really kind of got out there and covered events for us. But now he's back, and it's we're going to get to talk to that young man. So I'm super excited about that. We love Sam. We sponsor him. We think he's a great kid. He's a great, great talent. And if you guys want to see a kid who's a banger, he'll tuck his chin, and he will swing with the best of them. Man, I love watching him fight.
Yeah, I'm happy for Sam that he's getting back in there and doing his thing. It's been a long, long wait, long time.
Tough road back, but I think that's going to be something that later on in his career he's going to look back and say was probably a beneficial point and be, you know, maybe not being in the actual car wreck, but understanding patience and learning the value of his skill set and having to put it on the shelf for so long and get back to that thing. I think he's really going to learn to appreciate his talents more.
Yeah. We shall see.
We shall
Cage
see.
Cage Quest, yes. 60 days.
You know what's so funny is I have Cage Quest 1, 2, and 3 fight posters completely signed by every single fighter on the card. Cage Quest 4 will have our fighter on that card, which will be kind of cool.
That's super cool.
6 degrees from Kevin Bacon, buddy. Instead, we're going to have to start calling it 6 degrees to Skippy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was talking with a buddy this morning about, I got it, buddy. I was talking to a buddy this morning about some fights. And we start talking about a knockout that happened at Desert Fork's Fighting Championships finale yesterday. And he's like, you know, hey, did you see this? Blah, 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 blah. And I was like, yeah, you know, this guy's coach here was this guy's coach over here who won the previous week with the same, you know, finish, you know, basically just beautiful handwork, clenched up, just started letting the uppercut go. And next thing you know, we're all the way to Alan Hooney at Super Combat. I was like, 6 degrees from Skippy, buddy. It's just how it goes. And hey, folks out there, I'll give you guys a little secret. And this is, I don't have 100% verification, but I have 95% that there is a new league in Cambodia, Carl, called A Fighters League, AFL. And I understand that they signed a television deal with Bayon TV in Cambodia, and every Saturday night live and Sunday night replay, they will be showing an MMA event. I understand it's 31 events over a year. I have not gotten anything in specific enough to like give a press release, but I did look at Bayon TV schedule starting on the 14th, and there they block there for MMA. It's just all it says. It doesn't have a name or a league or anything. It just says MMA. So, folks, Bayon TV, it is a free TV channel. You can watch via Roku because Roku boxes kick butt, or you can watch it on internet. There's no downloads. There's no ads. It's just regular old like watching TV at your house. So, free local MMA, and it's going to be good. And understand, folks, you know, here at Madhouse, you know, we really try hard to bring the fans a great selection of MMA, whether it be like tonight, Havoc up in Canada, actually Red Deer is where that event will be, and Alberta, and all the way down to Cambodia or Boston or Tennessee or Europe, anywhere in the world, we bring it to you. Understand that not everything out there is going to be like what you see on a pay-per-view from the machine out there that's eating up the MMA world, or from an MFC or an XFC. A lot of these countries are still growing. We have a great friend here at MMA Madhouse and the Tunisian Fighters. We were there when they first got it legalized, Carl. That was 2.5 years ago. They couldn't even legally do it then. So you can't expect when we turn you guys on to some of these leagues, because I hear a few people every now and again go, oh, these guys are nothing. These guys aren't no good. It's a growing sport. You know, it's getting bigger. It's getting better. And we have to encourage and support these, whether it's you're in Tennessee or whether you're in, you know, Timbuktu, whether you're in Cambodia or you're in Kansas. We need to support the local MMA scene. And I love watching these guys grow over there. They're striking, Carl, all day on point. On point. I put 90% of their strikers against 90 to 100% of the strikers here and say it's a fair fight. But it's the ground game that they're still learning and progressing. And you remember, like, when we talked, what was it, 2 years ago when we talked with Pat Healy about him going over for the seminar at the university to teach wrestling over there in China. You guys, watch out. It's growing. Just recently, here in Central Oregon, one of the top teams for our state wrestling programs did an invitational. They do it every year, a gift to school from Japan. Japan cleaned their clocks. They took out one of the biggest, baddest boys on the block like nothing. They're growing. They're getting better. And that's what's so exciting.
Yeah, man. You know what I've been watching a lot of lately? The Road FC in South Korea.
Dude, they got an event coming up this week. 2 weeks. The 14th. The week of the 7th. I'm sorry, the week of the 7th. The week of the 7th. They have Road FCs coming up. They got 14 events this year, buddy.
Yeah, I know. It's sick. It's unreal. I love what they're doing. Great fights. I'm very impressed with Road FC.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no two ways about it, man. Impressive group. They've really tried to make a big wave and a big statement in the Asian scene. You know, right now, folks, let's be honest, your leaders are Road FC, ONE FC, Rough China. Those right now are your big threes. But, you know, obviously World Series of Fighting is going over to work with some organizations. I understand they're going to be working with Sengoku or Senegal. Was it Sengoku or Senegal? I think it's Senegal.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I think it is Senegal. You know, I understand. You know, a lot of groups over there starting to work. You got URCCA, URMCCA out of the Philippines. You know, you've got a lot of great organizations, PXC out of the islands, you know, the Samoans, Hawaii, Philippines. Yeah, I know. I need to hush. I just call. Yeah, folks, there's a lot of great stuff going down. Let's not joke around. This weekend, and we're about to start talking, we've got Havoc 4 going down. Havoc Fighting Championships will be at the Sheraton Hotel in Red Deer, Alberta, Canada. You guys follow them on Twitter, Facebook. You guys can go to their official website, which is havocfc.com. You guys check it out. They got quick links there. You guys can find them on Tapology. Why don't you guys get over there and pick that card? Here's the great thing. Don't be scared to pick that card. You know, you might not know all these fighters, you know. Go through, pick them, you know. Watch them, see how they do. That way you start to learn maybe about just even if it's this one event outside of your normal comfort zone or region of fans or fighters that you watch. You know, just take the 5 minutes it takes to go research, you know, Malcolm Gordon and Mike Davis and Brandon MacArthur and Jeff Larkin and, you know, pick this card. I mean, that's one of the great things we love about Tapology is, you know, you can go up and pick a card that isn't in your region like Havoc FC4 and see how well you do and maybe, you know, learn some new fighters, find some new, you know, fighters to follow and watch their careers. But this card, I really, really like. And he's got a couple of ladies fighting on it, so that's going to be great. What's up, Carl?
What's up? Where the heck are we?
Oh! Come on. Look at that. If I look up at the board and I can see that we have Jesse ready. Jesse, how you doing tonight?
I'm good, bro. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful. I'd like to welcome you to Full Guard Fight Radio. Jesse Fox, Havoc FC, welcome. Tell everybody a little bit about yourself and what got you into Havoc FC and to start the whole promotion.
I'd probably say basically your body only has a certain amount of time in the sport, and this was kind of a way for me and a couple of my partners to stay in the game and just kind of really enjoy the atmosphere of being around fighters, being around the cage and seeing people punch each other in the face.
Now, you know, I've never actually had the pleasure of getting to sit down and talk with you on any of my shows. You definitely have an organization that we at Madhouse have followed and me personally have followed. You know, I touched on it earlier tonight. I'd actually picked this as one of the international events to be watching. I love your card. I think it's well made. You know, with what you were touching on about trying to still keep in the game, when you guys sat down, knowing what you had been through and knowing what you had seen on other organizations, what was the biggest thing you wanted to do different with your organization?
My opinion really was I want the fighters to want to come back. And I want them to be like, wow, that was a great experience. I'd love to fight for these guys again. And we've had a lot of feedback from guys like that. I'm really open with them, and I say, look, I want to know what you guys want, and I want to know what you guys want from us, because without you guys, there's no show. Our big thing was we don't want to be the type of promoter that you guys are basically, we're your boss. I don't want that. If it wasn't for them, we wouldn't have a show. If it wasn't for them selling tickets, we wouldn't have a show. The big thing for us is we try to help them as much as we possibly can, and in return, they put on good fights for us.
Now, are you doing the matchmaking?
Me and Ryan Mahan, he's actually fighting main event. Me and him usually sit down and try to figure out good fights. We're starting to look a little bit more like North America, because, again, we don't want to be a promotion that just feeds to guys in Alberta, because there's a huge calling for fighters in Ontario. And right now I think we got two guys coming out of Ontario, one guy coming out of Manitoba, and then we got Brendan Tierney coming out of the States. And I lived in Ontario for the last 3 years. I guess a year ago I've been out in Alberta again for a year. And those guys are crying for fights, and they can't get them, and there's no promotions, and it's not the promoter's fault. It's the commission there is really, really tough. It's hard to put on shows, and it's hard for these promoters to make enough money to put on another show. So those guys, like, there's so much good talent out there, and they're crying to fight. So they'll do whatever. Their meds are always on time. Their meds are always good. And it comes down to who's the hungriest in Canada and who's going to bend over backwards to get on your show. And, you know, we got guys like Malcolm Gordon. Like, I trained with him a little bit in Toronto, and he's a killer, man. He's going to put on a great show. And Mike Davis is a killer, too. And I'm really, really excited about that fight.
We're definitely going to delve into that. We already started talking about that. I gave my opinions, sure. And we'll go over that. But you're in between, because I'm sorry, you know, I'm kind of a schmuck. I'm down in America, so, you know, our educational system ain't all that great. But you're in between BC and Saskatchewan, right?
Yeah, we're in between BC and Saskatchewan. Yeah, exactly.
So when you talk about maybe looking over the border more into our land, you're talking like the Washington, Montana, North Dakota kind of, you know, area?
You know what? I'll be honest with you guys, it's cheaper to fly guys from anywhere in the States than it is to fly guys from Ontario. I'll fly guys in from wherever, as long as they have their medicals and as long as they want to fight and they can commit to kind of having everything prepared and everything ready to go, then the fight's on. And with Ryan, we had a tough time finding him an opponent because everybody who knows Ryan, he's a killer. And he, in my opinion, he should be in the UFC right now, but hopefully a couple more fights he can get make his way up there. But Brendan stepped up and, you know, he got his medicals. We talked to his manager and figured everything out, and he was good to go. So, yeah,
Brendan,
we'll basically bring up whoever.
And Brendan's, he's out of Arizona Combat, right?
Yeah, great
okay,
team.
Yeah, okay.
Great.
Yeah.
Definitely a great fight team.
Now, I want all the folks out there listening, and just before we get too much into this card, since you touched on that you guys are willing to look at fighters as far away as Arizona, where would a fighter go? Do you guys have a fighter application page maybe on the website?
There's a link on our website basically says if you want to fight for Havoc Fighting Championships, you can just punch in your information. The email comes directly to me, and then we can chit-chat back and forth.
Okay,
so, yeah,
cool.
Anybody that wants to fight, just shoot me a message, and we'll do our best to try to get you guys over here.
Oh, well, I'm going to have to send a 125er that's just a monster to your way because I'm telling you right now, I already said this to Carl before you got on, I think Gordon wins a war, but Gordon to me is somebody that you look at this kid perform, and it's almost like this kid just breathes. You know, it's not like he's trying. It's weird.
Yeah.
You know, you've been around the game long enough. There's certain fighters that just spill excellence at like a level you've never seen. And it just seems to come fluently and just so naturally. And he is one
for
of
sure.
them. He's definitely one
yeah.
of them.
No, agreed. Agreed. Well, I was told, who was I talking to? I can't remember who I was talking to, but they basically said when he gets in the cage, like he has that switch. There's some guys that have that switch, and he has that switch where he turns from the nicest guy in the world to a really scary dude, and you don't want to be looking across the cage from him. So that's what I've heard from some other people. So take it as you want it, but we'll find out in a couple days.
Yeah, and once again, folks, if you live anywhere near Red Deal, Alberta, Canada, this is going to be at the Sheraton Hotel. So you guys, get your tickets now, man. Let's get out there and support these guys, support your local fighters. When you're there, pick up a T-shirt. Then take your buddies out, girlfriends, take your boyfriends out. You know, it's cheaper than a Zuffa zombie pay-per-view, and it's better than a night at the bowling alley. So.
We're also doing a free live stream.
Oh,
for anybody that can't make it.
I'm gonna have to hook you up because I like what you're doing. We're gonna have to throw you up. One of our companies we work with is only a legal streaming site for MMA. We'll get your link put up there. You're gonna have people all over the world blowing it up.
Awesome. That's what I like to hear.
See, yeah, you know, and honestly, selling fights like Davis and Gordon, you know. I felt this should have been a main event. That's just my personal feeling as a fan because I think that fight has fireworks written all over it. But another fight back down the card a little bit, and I need clarification. Is Stephanie making her pro debut for you?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, we've been trying to find her a fight for I don't even know how long. Like we've had this is our fourth show, and every show we have, we try to find her a fight, but it's like pulling teeth trying to find. We have a few girls in mind for the next couple shows that said they'd probably fight her if they're free. But yeah, it's been a chore, and it's gonna be nice to see her fight pro now.
Is there a reason the Diana Atkin fight fell through?
I'm not sure.
Okay, that's fine. I remember reading. A little while ago that was one of her original opponents.
Yeah, that was her original opponent, and I think her manager told me she got a lung infection or something happened and she wasn't able to train. So I haven't actually talked to her about it. I went through Rob Veers, who's her manager, and I just dealt with him. So we lost that fight like 2-3 weeks ago maybe. And thought we were going to scratch the fight altogether, but we had Jennifer step up last minute, and she's pretty excited to jump in and fight. So
I love it, folks. We're talking straw weight class. But this isn't the only ladies fight you have on the card, correct? You also have Alyssa.
Yeah,
and
we Alyssa Cran versus Kayla Matten, two girls, one from Edmonton, one from Calgary. So, and they're both great. They both had their meds. I think it's a girl thing. All the girls, my wife's the nurse for the show, and she was commenting that all the girls always have their medicals and everything in first hand. So maybe they just really want to fight, or maybe it's just a girl thing.
Maybe it's smart management and coaching, honestly.
Yeah, that's true. That could help, too.
It's something we deal with. You know, we talk to promoters all the time, like yourself, and, you know, one thing we love to get into is, you know, about fighters not making weight or missing and different mentalities of different promotions. But one thing I hear a lot is a good camp will turn all their paperwork in 20 days out, and it'd be all legit, ready to go, you know, instead of waiting.
Yeah.
And you know, you get those guys that show up day of weigh-in. Oh, man, sorry, dude. I had to work. My wife, my girlfriend, my dog, here's my paperwork.
Yeah.
And the whole time you're pacing the floor going, man, I don't want to lose this fight.
No, you know, like I totally hear in that one. Our last show, our June show last year, we had some of that happen, and we lost four fights at the weigh-ins over a technicality, over a Hep B test. And it was everybody was good, but they got the wrong test done, and it didn't say negative, and the doctor wouldn't let them fight. So eight guys trained their butts off for 2 months, and the doctor said no last minute over a little thing. But a little thing turns into a huge thing, and you just wasted a lot of time and a lot of money and effort. And it was a couple of these guys, it was their first fight, and they had friends and family coming, and it was a big deal. So, yeah, no, doing it's just makes sense, right?
Yeah. Now, with you guys sitting here putting together this card, once again, forums, rumors, but I understand you guys lost as many as 7 or 8 fights trying to get this card finalized. How difficult is that for you as a matchmaker when you start losing fights? Is it something you super stress about, or do you overmatch the card knowing you're going to lose fights?
Yeah, we usually try to start with 14 fights, and sometimes it backfires, like our September show, our September show last year, it backfired, and we had 13 fights in the card, and it turned into a really long night, and we had people leave in, but, you know, nobody can say that they didn't have a good night of fights, whether they left or they stayed for the whole thing. Like, it went till midnight, but it was a full night of fights, so you got your money's worth, in my opinion. But yeah, we try to stick to. I think this show will have 10. Three of them are title fights. So as long as everybody doesn't go 3 rounds, then we should have a pretty good night.
Well, yeah, I like this card. I think that you've got a little bit for everybody. You know, we're gonna get to see the progression through the card, obviously to the main event. The fighters get better and better and better. Excluding your main and co-main. What fight would you tell fans if they had never seen one of your events that would showcase what you're about?
You know, there's a couple of them, but one fight, I know one guy, Donovan Hack, he's our amateur fighter. He's fought on, I think, 2 of our shows, and every time he comes to fight, he puts on a fight of the night. And I think the first night, it was a round and a half long, and both guys, they knocked each other down once, they rocked each other, slammed each other, did everything, and it was one of those fights where you're like, wow, that just made the night. And then he did it again in September. It was like a 3-round slugfest, and it was back and forth. One guy would drop the other guy, and the other guy would get up and drop him, and they can take punches. So there's that fight.
And he's facing Andrew Marston, right?
Andrew Marston, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, his original opponent was the same opponent we had for him at the last show, because it was a split decision. So we're like, you guys want to do it again? Because it was such a great fight. They won fight of the night. And Jason Piper ended up getting, I think he got called out to work. He works out in the oil field, and he just couldn't put the time into a training camp. So Andrew Marston jumped in, and he's really excited. I think I want to say he's from New Zealand, and he's got a bunch of his buddies from New Zealand watching the show, but, man, every time I talk to the kid on the phone, he's just so excited and ready to fight. So I think that's going to be a good scrap. Obviously, the female fights are probably going to be, it's different, so it's going to be really entertaining, and Stephanie's a beast. She's a great fighter. I haven't seen a lot of Jennifer, so I don't want to comment on what she can and cannot do, but she sounds super excited as well. So anybody that's excited and wants to get in the cage usually puts on a good show.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's what, you know, I like. You know, you're giving not only locals, but, you know, pros and fighters from around the country and North America a chance to, you know, test themselves with good competition. It's something I do have an issue with when certain guys get into the promoting business, and I'm not saying all promoters, folks, so don't start sending me hate mail. But you're going to probably agree with this, but a certain amount of promoters get into the fight game to just strictly make money, and they don't understand about matchmaking. They don't understand maybe that a record on paper isn't always what it means in the cage. And that's
for
something
sure.
You guys are able to look at, and hey, look, just because the guy's 5-3 doesn't mean he can't fight a guy who's 7-2, you know, or a guy who maybe be 2-6. You're like, well, man,
yeah.
Three of those losses were title fights, split decision wars. You know, you guys as fighters, as people who've been in the game the way you have, you guys are able to look at that. How important do you think that is to your matchmaking, that you guys are able to look at the actual fight and not just the paper record?
You know, I keep going back to the Jeff Larkin versus Brandon MacArthur fight, and we got a lot of bad feedback off Top MMA News for it. But what people don't realize is Brandon MacArthur, for one, has fought Ryan Mahan twice, just about armbarred him the second time they fought. And everybody knows Ryan Mahan's a beast himself. And, you know, the kid's fought a lot of tough dudes, and yeah, his record stinks, but, you know, I guarantee I wouldn't want to get leg kicked by him. I wouldn't want to get armbarred by him. Like, you know, he's great, whether he's in shape or not. You know, I showed up to a show in Cranbrook, and I looked at him right when he was going to go out, and I'm like, dude, what happened to you? And he's like, dude, I got 5 minutes of fury. And he came out, and he armbarred the guy in 2 minutes. And I'm like, BMAC, that was awesome. So you never know what Brandon MacArthur is going to show up. And if he's an in-shape Brandon MacArthur, he's going to be a really scary dude, whether he's 8-24 or whether he's 24-8. It doesn't matter. So, you know, Jeff Larkin's got his handful in that fight for sure.
Now, as you obviously, and obviously your partners, you guys are just as much a fan as you guys are businessmen about this. So when you guys know that you're bringing a guy maybe, you know, like Brandon on that, where people might be like, dude, this guy's a bum, he's a can, and you're like, I'm waiting until you see him perform, win, lose, or draw. You know, it's maybe somebody in the vein of a Heath Herring who always came but maybe not had the best record. Do you get satisfaction knowing that you're making maybe the media people eat some crow?
I laugh a lot at what some of these guys say, because in a lot of blogs and forums, nobody's going to tell you who their name is. And it just makes me laugh, because a lot of these guys are probably uneducated, and it's unfortunate that they got to look at fighting the way they do, because they just don't understand the concept of, you know, training, getting in the cage, winning, losing. You know, everybody's a winner when they go into MMA. I don't care what their record is. Like, so it's satisfying. It's funny. And sometimes it can really piss you off. But, you know, you kind of got to take it how you will and pick your battles a little bit.
Well, I promise you, Jesse, you see me in a forum, you see me on Twitter, I stand by what I say. I don't hide behind anonymous. I use my name and logo everywhere, because I'm not afraid to state my opinion. That's what I think wrong. We have too many people who are in the verbal diarrhea factory. And,
Agreed.
You know, they don't have maybe the gumption or the backbone to stand up and say, hey, look, I thought your last card was great, but you failed here and here. You know, or, hey, I thought this matchup was a bust, and it turned out to be a war, man. I want to congratulate you. You know, I've got no problem apologizing, and I got no problem telling you I'm right either. So, you know,
yeah,
I think
sure.
That's one of the reasons why we are successful as a company, is because we're not just regurgitating the same blah and being afraid to apologize for it. I got no problem bringing you on here and saying, look, you know, if I felt this card wasn't great, I'd ask you, what happened? You know, you've always put on good cards. This time it fell short. I'm not afraid to ask you. Obviously, I don't have to because this card's a pretty sick card. It's stacked from top to bottom. But that's something I think, you know, as a promoter and fighter and somebody in the business, I think you would respect more if we were willing to address that and say, hey, look.
I would love it. I would love it if you said that for sure. And I want it. That's why I want everybody's feedback, because I don't want to put on crappy shows. We want to put on good shows that people are excited about. And I feel this is probably our best one yet.
What with that mentality, will we see maybe somebody manning the social media during the event for interaction?
Sorry, can you repeat that?
Yeah, will we see maybe one of the team members or somebody at your company running the social media during the event so you guys can get live feedback?
Our social media lady is there. I'm kind of German when it comes to, like, I'm kind of like, it's like reading German. I don't understand half of what they they tell me. I just learned what SEO meant like a few months ago. So I would love the live feedback. I just got to figure out how. So if somebody can inform me, I'd love it.
I would suggest your best bet is social media and obviously, you know, Havoc FC4 for a hashtag. You know, that way every single, you know, you tell everybody to tweet with that at the end of the hat. That way, you know, you can research it just by looking up that hashtag and you can see all, you know, I would say Twitter would be your easiest. You know, we like doing live, you know, back and forth during events. You get a lot of people talking that way. Twitter's a funner way to do it, I believe, because, you know, you can post up quick pictures, you know, short sayings, KO. Oh my God, did you see that? So I think, you know, for you guys, especially to interact with the fans overseas and down here in the States, I think Twitter would be a great way during the event to, you know, interact with the fans, you know. But no matter what, I think what you guys are doing is a great product. And I'm glad that we can support you and help, you know, give you guys a little exposure and promote this.
We love it, dude. We love it. Really appreciate it.
And like I said, no matter what, I make sure Rear Naked Smoke, I'll make sure we tag you guys in a tweet, and I'll make sure they get the link to the – is it going to be streamed on your page or on a Ustream account? Or
It's we have a link set up on the Havoc page.
Okay, great.
So if we can get in touch, I can get my sound video guy to get all that information to wherever it needs to go so we can get you guys hooked up with that.
Yeah, we'd be more than happy, not only on our site, but we can get Rear Naked Smoke. We can all get links up for you. That way fans could share them, watch them really easy and be able to find you guys. That's not
awesome.
A problem. We'd love to help you guys do that.
Cool, man. No, that's great. Well, anything we can do to help you, please let me know.
Keep putting on kick-ass cards.
Yeah, man. Absolutely. Done deal. If my cards suck, tell me.
Hey, look, you know, that's one thing is I've got no problem. I've had a few promoters who get, you know, a little upset when I tell them that I think something is wrong or I disagree with a decision or a match. But, you know, if this card goes off like it should, I doubt I'll be doing anything other than congratulating you and your team afterwards. But if the fights are bad, you know, we'll have you back on. I'll be like, bro, what happened, man?
What happened?
Now, let me ask you, as, you know, somebody you talked about, Ryan, you know, helping you with the matchmaking, how much of that, when he is fighting, goes onto your shoulders? Because obviously, if he's not fighting, I can see it being a pretty good split. But since he is training to fight, have you had to step up a little bit more on that side?
You know, I think it's pretty even for the matchmaking aspect, and we do great. Like, me and him are a great team because, you know, we know what needs to be done, and it's getting to the point where it's a lot of repeat stuff. So everybody's on speed dial. We're able to set things up a little quicker. Before our shows, before this show happens, we kind of have in our head what we want to do for the next show. So it's basically just trying to implement that and put all these little things into place and seeing what happens at this show as to where what we're going to do for the next show. But, you know, him fighting hasn't really put a damper on anything. Like, he's always there when I need him. Like, he has a day job, so he trains early in the mornings and at nighttime, so whenever we need to chit-chat, we can chit-chat on breaks or whatever, and then from there he trains in the night, so I'm home with my family at nighttime, and no, man, it's all pretty good. It's all been fairly easy, so.
Well, with you guys as a team, obviously, I'll be honest, you know, a fan question out there, and I don't have the answer to is, with you guys having to deal with either a sanctioning body or commission, how is it set up in Alberta or in the Red Deer area?
Our commission is set up through, like, that. It's the Central Combative Sports Commission, so it's a traveling commission from the city of Penhold. And basically, we pay them a fee, and they just oversee our event and make sure that all the fighters have their proper medicals. That's where we get all our medical forms from and all that kind of stuff. So they just give us a base of rules, and then they come oversee the show and make sure everybody's doing the right stuff. And, yeah, make sure we're not setting up Ryan Mahan against the new kid that's never fought before kind of thing, right? Because that's a big no-no in their eyes. So, yeah, it's good to have them just for the knowledge basis. Like Dale Kliparchuk, he's the head of our commission, and he's knowledgeable. He gets on my nerves once in a while, but I'm sure I get on his nerves too. So,
do they supply the inspectors for the hand wrap and the walk to the cage?
Yeah, like they supply all that stuff. They get the referees in. We get our own doctors in. Like, we can choose our own doctors, and then we just pay the commission to pay the doctors, kind of thing. So then it's just a little bit easier, a little less stress on us. But yeah, they bring everybody in, and usually they bring in the same guys every time. Like, we got Brian Beauchamp, who comes in. I think he's reffed all our shows, and it's always been really nice because you get to know the referees and you get to build a relationship with them. We also use Adam Tietel as well, and he's a great ref as well. He can't come to this show, but he's been to all the other shows, and they're huge help at the weigh-ins and stuff like that. So, yeah, we got a pretty good relationship with the commission, so we're pretty happy with them.
Well, before we wrap up with you tonight, this is going to be your time, man. Any shout-outs, ticket information, social media, website, sponsors, any information about anything you want to get out, man, you take your time.
Well, I guess the first shout-outs would probably be to some of our major sponsors, Mass Pro Oil Field Supplies. They really stepped up for this show and helped us out a lot, and we're hoping to build a great relationship with them over the next couple of years, as well as Gasoline Alley Harley-Davidson jumped on board, which, again, they jumped on board, and they're helping us out with weigh-ins and doing media stuff with us. Also, we got Goliath Snubbing, Polaris, Beefred Trucking, National Pressure, and, oh, my goodness, Rick the Welder, Rick the Welder built our cage. So I don't even want to know how much money he spent on it, but it's been in the shop, and he spent all his money on this rad foam, and I think it's the best cage in the world. So big shout-out to Rick the Welder. And I feel like I'm fighting right now. I feel like I just won, and I'm giving shout-outs to everybody. I think that's it. You know, I'm just – I hope a lot of people watch, and I hope a lot of people come, and – you know, we're in this for the long haul, and it's just going to get better and better every time. So,
and fans, I want you guys to get out there and follow Jesse Fox 22 and Havoc Fight. Also check out HavocFC.com. You guys follow MMAMadhouse.com. We're going to get you guys a link to be able to watch this for all you American fans, for all the fans who live in Europe, listening in Africa tonight, everywhere. You guys are all going to be able to tune in and watch this amazing card. Jesse, I hope that we can have you back on down the road to sit down and talk with us again.
For sure, man. Any time you guys want to chit-chat, I'm always available. So appreciate it.
Oh, no, hey, look, we appreciate you taking the time and you know, having us be part of this. And definitely, I look forward to a great event. And go relax. Enjoy the rest of your night, brother.
I will, my man. Thank you so much. You guys have a great night, all right?
Oh, no problem. We're going to. Well, I guess Carl's getting our next guest. Folks, I wanted you guys, seriously, you guys get out there and check out this card. Remember, you guys can go to Tapology and pick this card. Don't be scared. Go out there. We just talked about half the fights on the card almost. So you guys should be able to take that. Go out there to Tapology, type in Havoc FC4, and pick your fights, man. See how well you do. See if we do right by what we picked. Maybe we're both wrong. You know, guys, get out there and check it out. Get out there and support your local fighters. To get out there and support this event. When you're there, buy a t-shirt. Go over to the oil company, and I don't want to sound like a schmuck, so I'm going to say it right, Mass Pro Oilfield Supply. You know, go over there and say hi to them, man. Say, hey, thank you for helping support this event so we could all come out here and watch these fighters. Go over to Gasoline Alley Harley-Davidson for weigh-ins, man, and tell them thank you. Buy a t-shirt. You know, support the sponsors, support the fighters, and the sponsors who support the fighters so that we can continue to go to Havoc events over the next couple of years, guys. And I believe Carl's trying to tell me right now to look at the board, and we have the one and only, the man, the myth, the legend, coming back to the cage at Cage Quest 4 to make his return after dismantling foes left and right and having to take a long time off, and we're going to touch on that, Sam, the Sea Monster, Sea Lander. Welcome to Full Guard Fight Radio, brother.
How's it going, Skippy?
Oh, it's always good to hear you. I know right now Lepaki will be listening, so let me give him some mad love. Dude, Sam, for all the fans out there, let's break it down. Tell them who you are and where you're training out of.
Hi, my name is Sam, the Sea Monster, the one and only, the man, the myth, the legend, Sea Lander. I'm out of Animals MMA Fitness and Nutrition, probably the best gym around. If you don't like it, fight me. And I'm also out of Dynamic Fitness in Salem, another one of the best gyms around. If you don't like it, like I said, fight me. I'm a fantastic person. I love long walks on the beach and extra bubbles in my bubble bath.
Now, Sam, We're gonna slow it down and maybe bring it down a little bit in excitement for a quick second. And the fans out there who might not know, who live under a rock, who haven't followed your career, especially the ones listening around the world tonight, you are on an amazing climb. You're killing it, tearing through the Oregon amateur class. You were fighting some of the best fighters that were around at the time, and it all came to a quick stop. You were in a nasty, nasty car wreck. A lot of us thought you would probably never even be able to train again, let alone fight again. But you're back training. You're ready for a fight. How difficult was the car wreck on you mentally?
It's probably the worst thing that's ever happened in my life. I don't know. I had a fight set up. I was 2 days from moving out to Bend, Oregon. And then all of a sudden, I'm in the hospital with an open fractured elbow that is literally chunks are still on the ground of the highway, three-place fractured pelvis, a broken rib, an open fractured skull, and I think that's it. No, maybe, yeah, something like that. So, yeah, it was pretty life-changing, and when you have to sit in a wheelchair and have your girlfriend pretty much put your clothes on for you and help you in and out of the shower, it's pretty degrading, especially when you don't want help with anything. So mentally, it was pretty not fun.
Now, through that, and as somebody who kind of, I can say I call you a friend, and I know you pretty well. You had your ups and downs. We saw it on social media. You had good days and bad days. The news started to get better and better and better finally, and you're able to now get back into training and now get back into fighting. What do you think you took away from that last year, basically, being on the shelf?
Oh, that I took everything that I had for granted, and now that I have a second chance to not only prove everybody wrong, but to prove to myself that the struggle, the heartache, the watching everybody want to fight me, call me out on Facebook, everything I've taken away is that I'm going to train harder, I'm going to be better, and nobody's going to stop me. I'm 100% changed. I was lazy in training. I was unmotivated at times. Now I'm in the gym 3 hours a day, except for the days I have to double at work, and even when I'm at work, I'm shadow boxing through the restaurant. So, yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm glad that it's all done with and you're able to get back. I'm a fan of yours. I've been a fan for a long time. I love watching you perform. I think that you've got the tangibles. I think you've got the drive and the heart, and I think you've got the talent. And I believe with Enoch, you're in a phenomenal gym. I think you couldn't ask for a better coach. He's a really good guy. Now that you've got a fight date, now that you know your opponents, you know what's on the line, and that's getting back into the cage and getting back, your first fight back and getting a victory back on the records. What's your mindset now? Are you starting to switch back over to the old Sam and it's camp time and it's no bullshit and let's focus, or?
I'm definitely unswitched over. I've been a month without drinking alcohol at all. I've changed my diet completely. I don't drink soda. I don't drink energy drinks. I barely even drink Gatorade. Like I said, I'm at the gym minimum 3 hours a day. Like, I live, breathe. I am just pissed at work because I'm not even at the gym. I would much rather be not getting paid to be at the gym to get ready for an amateur fight than be making money working. It's changed. Everything's changed. People have noticed my mentality changed. I'm ready. I'm mentally ready. I'm getting physically ready. I think that even you as a fan, you've seen my fights before. I think you're going to see a 100% different fighter.
100%. No disrespect to where you've been in the past, but, I'm talking to Lepaki the other night. I said, I can't wait because I feel this is the first time in your career that you've truly been at a gym that loves you, supports you, and wants you to succeed at every level, whether it be in the cage or outside the cage. I feel like you have a team around you that is also with that same mentality and drive in their game. And I just think this is the first time we're going to get to see a real camp at a quality gym that you felt comfortable at, that loves and supports and is getting you truly ready for a run through the amateur before you go to pro.
I will 100% agree with you, without a doubt, 100% agree with you. My other teams, we didn't, like I said, slacked off fight camp. I pretty much ate Taco Bell every day. I was, like I said, not taking it seriously. No disrespect to my coaches. My first gym I ever was at, they didn't really take me seriously. And now Enoch, phenomenal. Mike Howell with Dynamic Fitness, it's phenomenal. These guys are... they have my best interest at heart, especially Enoch, especially Mike, just them as my coaches. I can't go wrong. I won't go wrong.
Well, let me ask you, before the wreck, I'll be honest, you used to get called out a lot. You like to get into the social media banter. I have not seen, that of you this time. And with you coming back, I know there's a lot of people gunning for you, whether they're saying it or not. There's a lot of people who wanted to fight you before. Why? What's different this time? Why aren't you letting that get to you?
Because they're nobodies to me. The task at hand is to not worry myself of what foolish people think. They were calling me out when I was in a wheelchair. I mean, talk about lowest of low. I want to fight you, blah, 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 blah. I'm hurt. I'm injured. I don't care what you have to think, man. But now that I'm training, all people have been saying is, I can't wait to see a fight. I haven't heard these people once say my name, say, hey, I want to fight you. Thomas, I'm glad he accepted the fight. I thought it was going to be a long, dragged-out process. Like, I knew people would accept it quick. I've been on the show for almost 2 years, but I'm glad. I'm happy Thomas is fighting me. We're friends. We're going to remain friends, but it's going to be a great fight, and I just don't care what they think. I've grown up a lot, especially through my camp. especially with having Mopaki by my side. I have to give a lot of credit to him because he's kept me mellowed out. He's kept me watching what I say on Twitter, what I say on Facebook, what I say on Instagram, everything. He's a big key factor of to why I don't care. I'm just focused on fighting. I don't mind what people have to say anymore.
Now, that's something I want to touch on. You have a friend, somebody that you know, somebody you respect. He's stepping up to make sure you can have a debut again after, you know, the time off and get back into the cage. How good did it feel that you knew that he stepped up? He wanted to make sure, because he's going to bring the fight. We all know that. But a friend of yours said, look, I'm willing to step in there with you and test you and put you back in the cage, you know, after this time off. How good did it make you feel that it was a friend that stepped up?
Pretty good. I mean, I know me and Thomas are going to deliver a fight, especially that we're the opening fight. I don't think anybody else the rest of the night, not even the title fights, are going to have as good of a fight as me and Thomas, because Thomas is a gamer, and that's what I am. And I respectively know what he's good at. He respectively knows what I'm good at. And by the end of the day, you know, it's not going to be cheap shots and groin shots and I'm disrespecting him. It's going to be exactly what MMA is supposed to be: competitive, every aspect, ground game, fight, standing up, clinch work, jiu-jitsu, everything. And with Thomas, I'm glad he took the fight. I'd rather fight my friend than some dude who knows nothing about me, because I know Thomas knows everything about me, and he's going to be training hard, and that's what I'm looking for.
Now, I know that this is your first fight back, but by hopefully, you know, 4 or 5 fights, you're probably going to have felt like you're back to where you should be and progressed even past that, and you're going to start looking for pro. What weight class are we going to see you in at the end of your amateur, in the beginning of the pro?
Good question. Not 45.
Okay.
Not anything higher than 45. If I have to take pro fights at 45, I will, but I'm looking for the 35 weight class.
Cool.
Look, yeah.
Oh, excuse me. You know, down there with Enid, you're getting ready to go and fight, honestly, for Eddie Blackburn at Cage Quest. It's a great event. I love Cage Quest. I've never missed one. I told Carl earlier, you will actually, I have every Cage Quest poster signed by every fighter who's ever fought on his card, and you'll be hanging on the Wall of Fame along with all of them, because we'll get one of those signed by you as well. How great did it feel that you could go up to such a great organization and make your comeback there versus maybe having to fight on a card that was slapped together here in Oregon?
It feels great, because all I've ever heard about Eddie's shows is that it's one of the elite of the elite, and it's a pretty high risk taking on a fighter who's been injured for so long, let alone a fighter who hasn't fought in almost 2 years. But I feel like I've proven myself. I feel like Lopaki's more than helped me out with this everything. So I have nothing but thanks and gratitude for Eddie Blackburn for getting me on this card. It's just the starting point for the rest of my life. Everything's changed, so I mean, knowing that I'm fighting for such a great organization, it just means the world to me.
Yeah, I hope that I can see you fight up there at least one more time after this event before you go pro. Because I'll be honest, I know Lopaki, and his mentality is get paid, take the toughest fights, and travel while you're young. So we'll probably be seeing the Sea Monster in, you know, Australia, Asia, Europe, Canada. He'll make sure you're fighting somewhere big and famous and far. You know, that's, you know how Lopaki is. He's going to make sure that you're fighting for a fat paycheck in like Bangkok or in, you know, Romania. He ain't going to have you sitting around.
I'm 100% okay with that. I'm on the mentality side of, yo, I need to, this is the rest of my life. I want to start getting paid, but I'm also, you know, I'm trying to focus on getting back in it. So, I mean, whatever he does, hey, man, he calls the shots. Mike and Enoch get me ready, and we'll go and deliver a show every time. I'm not going to be one of those boring fighters, to name a few, GSP, Benson Henderson. Yeah, I'm going to be one who delivers, and no matter what organization I'm fighting for, they're going to always want me to come back, and whether it's in Bangkok or freaking Australia, I'll go and I'll fight. So I'm
now,
down.
I'm just curious, you're going to try to wrap up a few fights before you go pro, make sure you're back and you're progressing how you want and everything, and make sure that layoff's out of your system. Are we going to see you strictly fighting the rest of your amateur career in Washington, or will we see, do you even know, or are you thinking that far ahead, or you're like, hey, right now it's just Thomas and that's all I care about?
Me, it's Thomas, that's all I care about. I'll leave the rest up to Lopaki. He can decide where I go and who I fight for. If he told me I have to go to the East Coast and fight for one of my amateur fights, hey, if I get there, I get there. So I don't care. People have told me 100 times recently, hey, I'm sorry, I'm not going to be able to make it to Tacoma. And I say, hey, it's no skin off my back, I'll be there. So that's all I care about, is that I'm there, that Thomas shows up, that the cage door closes, and that there's a ref to pull me off him.
Wow. You know, Sam, I love you, man. I think you're a great fighter. I told Eddie, I said, you don't understand what this kid can do, man. He will tuck his chin. He will come in there and he will throw with the best of them. And I can't imagine what your takedown defense is going to look like now that you've been over there at, you know, the Animal House. And I mean, for real, Sam, I'm so excited, man, brother. I'm glad to hear that you are, you know, not only feeling good mentally and feeling good physically, but you're happy so far with the beginning of your camp, and that we're going to see you back, man. Do you get a little giddy when you're by yourself knowing that it's time again?
Oh, yeah. I get all sorts of emotional when I'm alone thinking about it. My heart races. I just have a big old smile on my face. It's just something unexplainable that only fighters and fight fans can know. I mean, it's like hearing your favorite matchup. You just know it's going to go down. And I know with Thomas, I know it's my fight camp that it's going down. And once I walk the walk and fight, it's all I've been looking forward to for 2 years, pretty much. So,
what are we going to hear for a walkout song?
That's going to be a surprise. Same with my hair, so don't ask me.
Oh! I was going to ask, are we going to have a green mohawk, a red mohawk, a blue mohawk?
It's going to be, maybe it'll be a rainbow. Who knows?
No.
You know what we should do? We should take you one of those cool, like, you know, barber shops where they cut, like, cool designs in your head, and we should have them do a sea monster wrapping all the way around.
Or MMA Madhouse on the side of my head.
Right?
I'm put it right there. I'll do it.
Now, I've seen your work from Revolver. Are they doing your banner design, or?
Yes, sir.
Sweet. I love their work, man. I like the whole, like, little kind of swamp feeling thing, you know, like with the little cabin deal. I like that. That's pretty sick.
Yeah, I'm super stoked. I can't wait for what Revolver's going to do. Every time I see his posts on Instagram and Facebook, I just can't wait. I just know that it's just getting better and better. Everybody who supported me, Revolver, Madhouse, Clinch, everybody, it's the best feeling in the world, and knowing that they're putting as much into it as I am is just a great feeling.
So, you know, this is your first camp, you know, fight camp with Animal House. Are you feeling like the progression is good so far? Do you feel like they're going to push you like you've never been pushed in a camp? How are you feeling about it?
I get pushed past my limits every day. So right when fight camp happens, it's going to be no skin off my back. We're going to work harder, punch harder, be faster than anything and everyone. I know that I have some of the most elite guys that I train with. I have probably one of the most elite coaches that are around. So I'm not worried. I think that I have a great fight camp, and by the end of it, I'll be a whole new monster.
How sick is Enoch's ground game?
It's amazing.
I
watched him pull a Gogo Plata on one of the guys, and I nearly crapped my pants. That's nice. I know exactly what that is.
Man,
and we also,
know,
by the way, Skippy, have Amanda, the Lady Killer Bell, at the gym, and she told me to tell you hello today.
You know, definitely. That's another fighter we sponsor who we have mad love for, man. I've actually got, we've had her here at the studio. She's been over for barbecues. You know, she's been here before to the studio. I've got her Invicta contract framed hanging on the wall in the studio. I love Miss Amanda. You tell her I said hello. Give her a big hug from Team Madhouse, man. We love her. You need to get her back on, too. We haven't talked to her in a while since before she moved to Canada.
Yeah.
So, she's a beast, huh? How do you like training with her?
She's crazy. She ran up to cardio today, and I swear, I'm afraid of her. I'm going to be honest. I'm more afraid of her than I am with the dudes I fight, so.
She is just yoked, is she not? I mean, beautifully cut up physique.
Yeah, she's scary. She's scary strong. She's scary all around, personally.
Yeah, I'll be honest. I wouldn't want to fight her. I mean,
I don't ever want to even. I don't ever even want to spar with her, man. And that's with a headgear, mouthpiece, and big pillowy gloves.
Right. No foxy boxing. Not even none of that.
Yeah. No. I don't. I don't want to do it.
So, we got a few minutes left before we wrap up with you, and before we run out of time, I definitely want you to have some time. Shout out to any sponsors, social media, anybody you want to thank, whatever you got to say. This is your time, brother.
All right. Everybody should go on Facebook and look up Sam the Sea Monster Sealander, because that's my athlete page, and it's probably the coolest page you'll ever like. You can follow me on Twitter at Sea Monster MMA, on Instagram at Sea Monster MMA. I have to give mad love to MMA Madhouse. You go on MMAMadhouse.com. You freaking find out everything you ever want to know about MMA. Clinch custom mouth guards. I've probably got the coolest mouth guard around, too, just saying. Freaking go on there, www.getclinch.com. Buy yourself a sweet mouth guard. Revolver MMA. I am excited to see what they have in store for me. I've seen their shirts. I'm going to buy a couple myself. To get those, revolverMMA.com. PGTB, they've been with me from the very beginning, my first ever sponsor. Look them up. They've donated to No Kill Bully Breed Shelters, PGTB.net. And I have to give mad shout-out to both my gym, Animal MMA Fitness and Nutrition, with Enoch. He's a beast. He's an animal. He's rightfully so my head coach. And then Dynamic Fitness, my new gym, my new sponsor, actually, with Mike Howell. He's so scientifically smart. I'm telling you guys, I'm going to be a new monster with these two coaches. So I got to give a shout-out to Opaki, even though I don't really want to. I mean, he's helped me with stuff, I guess. So. But, yeah, that's everyone. I know it's a long list, but I love them all.
Believe it or not, we're kind of fans of Opaki around here. Not always, but...
Oh.
At least today.
Oh, I feel sorry for you guys.
he's a good cat. I'm super excited. He's been super busy lately. And, honestly, since Bellator fell apart, he's kind of, been like, less and less about writing because, something he had a passion for took a big poop. But he's getting ready to do... an interview with Brandon from Rough China, and I haven't seen him this excited in a long time. He was like, "I want that interview." I'm really we got mad love for him and fans out there. He's gonna start doing some interviews and articles again, and going to be great. And obviously, we're very, very proud to have you as part of this team and not only sponsor you as a fighter, but have you as part of the team. I know you've covered, you know, quite a few events over the last 2 years while you've been, you know, off the fighting circuit. So I want to thank you on behalf of all of Madhouse for helping us win the awards we've won and cover the events that you've covered for us, man. You're a great guy, a great fighter, and a great team member, brother.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much. And it's honestly best feeling to have you guys want me on your show.
Oh, you know, dude, it has to happen, man. You know, I don't know if you're going to be part of the big Cage Quest show we have in March for Fight Week, but if not, it was definitely a pleasure to talk to you now, and, you know, I'll talk to you more.
Awesome. Sounds good, Skippy.
Hey, have a good night, brother. And next time you see hey, hold on. How do you like your Draco Impact Sports hand wraps?
Oh, they're fantastic.
Dude, I just remembered. I looked over and I saw the last pair that contest winner won. I need to mail, and I was like, "Oh, Sam got a pair of those. That's right."
Yeah, they're fantastic. I love them.
Great. I just wanted to make sure that you got them, and Lepaki didn't keep them and use them for himself.
Nah, I'd have to tap them out with my white belt jiu-jitsu powers, because this one black stripe doesn't scare me.
Dude, did you hear the interview he did the other night with Miriam, who's fighting up on the... Dude, this world champion Brazilian jiu-jitsu practitioner, Lepaki's interviewing her, and dude, she's like, "So how long have you been going?" And he's like, "I'm a white stripe. I'm a one-stripe white belt. I've been doing it for 6 months." He goes, "How long did it take you to move past your white belt?" And she just laughed at him. She's like, "Ah, 3 months."
Yes, you
got to hear the interview. She kept busting his balls all, dude. Like, she would just laugh at him. It was great.
Oh, that's amazing. That makes me smile.
Hey, brother, go relax. Enjoy your night. You know, I'll talk to you really soon, brother. You know that.
Sounds good. I'm about to hit Dynamic Fitness, so I'll talk to you guys later.
Have fun. Everybody?
I will.
Sealander, you guys follow him, like him, Google him. You can get a hold of him.
See you guys.
See ya. Carl, man, it's been a great night, you know. Good interviews. Jesse and Sam both. Jesse Fox. You guys make sure you guys get out there and follow him from Havoc Fighting Championships. Also, follow Sea Monster MMA to follow Sam. He's another great interview. We love having him on. Carl, what a great night, man. I know that I was a last-minute replacement, but I think I might have done all right, and I think our guests were too unhappy with me instead of London.
No, I think we did pretty well, and I only have a couple of small edits to make, so.
Yeah.
All good.
Oops. Sorry.
It happens, man. That's what I'm here for. That's why I live in the shadows. I live in the shadows to do stuff like that. That's what I'm all about. I am the shadow.
Dude, you are the man, the greatest producer behind the scenes. You should get an Emmy. I'm going to write somebody and tell them to make you an Emmy. I'm just going to make you an Emmy, and we're going to mail it to you, and it's going to say Greatest Producer, Lifetime Achievement Award for Producer. And you can tell everybody you want an Emmy, and we'll lie. We'll put a year on there. Nobody will look it up. We'll put it like on like 2007. People will be like, "Oh, my God, really? You won an Emmy in 2007? You'll be like, "Yeah, just a little thing I was doing."
an Emmy, M-E-A, how about?
Macaroni Jabroni. I guess he's listening to the show.
Uh-oh.
Well, Carl, you want to...
We should wrap her up, man. First, I want to thank you for jumping in tonight. You know, Mr. London had some things pop up, and once again, for the 7th trillionth time, you've jumped in and bailed me out.
Oh, hey, by the way, you're supposed to win a macaroni award, I guess. It's not an Emmy. You win a macaroni award. So I'm going to make you a macaroni paper plate mache, like little happy face, and send it to you.
Cool. You know, Canadian macaroni tastes better than American macaroni.
Why would Canadian macaroni taste better than American macaroni? We have better water.
Are you sure about that?
No.
I live on a glacier.
Well, maybe you have glacier water, and that's really clean. But if you ask Lapaki and some other folks in this world, I'm gilded. So, boom, I win.
Okay, you win.
Carl,
okay, you
great
win.
Show, brother. You have a good night, and I'll talk to you soon. Thank you to the Full Guard Fight Radio family and friends and fans for letting me jump in here tonight. Carl, Eagle.
Confidence. Heart. And desire are all attributes athletes need to reach their potential. And at Draco Impact Sports, we want to help you achieve that potential. Draco offers you the highest quality training and protective gear suited for all level of athletes. We pride ourselves on the durability and comfort of our products, and once you try them on, you'll know exactly what everybody's talking about. When it matters the most, both in and out of the ring, you can always count on Draco. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Draco Sports for product information and contest giveaways. Or visit us online at www.dracosports.com. Draco Impact Sports. Dominate your world.
Intimidation Clothing has proven to be the biggest supporter of local MMA in the industry, sponsoring the top regional events across the globe. While other brands come and go, Intimidation is a brand that represents stability. With over 110 different styles of high-quality t-shirts, hats, hoodies, training gear, and more. Browse our premium quality merchandise at IntimidationClothing.com and use Radio10 to save 10% off your order. When you think local MMA, think Intimidation Clothing. Nobody supports local MMA like Intimidation. Nobody.
Yeah. people. Time to disperse. Party's over.